Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. We are here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/course mastery. And today we're going to be discussing Lesson 218. And this is your host, Brother T. Glad to be here with you, and my wife, Reverend Renee. And so we're going to take a good deep breath here and pause for just a moment as we join together in a moment of silence. I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. Only my condemnation injures me.
My condemnation keeps my vision dark, and through my sightless eyes I cannot see the vision of my glory. Yet today I can behold this glory and be glad.
I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. Only my condemnation injures me. Let's take another good deep breath and consider this for just a moment together in silence. Only my condemnation injures me. You know, we talk sometimes about a high call, you know, that this is a high call or that's a high call. You know, the very nature of the ego mind, the construct of the ego self, the small self, another way of saying it, its very construct is to pretend to be God. And in that construct, the insanity of that mind is that God is in judgment. And its entire premise of operation is to be in judgment. So to say that to not be condemning is a high call is the foundation of this whole teaching, because it's really saying to not be in judgment. Mm. To accept everything just as it is, and as you like to say, just as it isn't. You know, to accept everything just as it is and just as it isn't. When do we need to do that? Now. 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 Doesn't really matter what it is, because we will fall into the energy of judgment immediately, and dare I say, naturally, but it's not natural because the whole construct of the ego is fear and judgment and guilt and all of those attributes that the ego mind has built itself upon. And none of it's natural. It's all insane, completely unnatural. What is natural, and this is the hard part, is to be allowing and accepting. The very word forgiveness, and as we have been teaching it and will continue to teach it, is to move back before we gave judgment. Move back before giving, and what are we giving? Judgment, condemnation, judgment in and of itself is condemnation, unless it is joined in union and relationship with the higher self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind. And in that joining, the only judgment that can be made is that all is perfect. And so where is there room for condemnation in all is perfect? There is no condemnation in God. You're an extension of God. And as that self, divine self, there's no possibility of condemnation. And lots of other things like death and guilt and fear. All the attributes of the ego cannot exist when you are being joined with your higher self, which is your true nature, the true presence of your divinity. Is to be in absolute and utter allowance and acceptance of all things, just as they are and just as they're not. Because love sees only love. Love knows only love, and love only reflects itself in all things. And to be in that mind and join in union relationship is to be literally, unfortunately for the ego, pretty much silent all damn day, all day long. To be in that mind is to be out of, to be in the mind of Christ is to be out of the mind of judgment, condemnation. My condemnation keeps my vision dark, and through my sightless eyes, I cannot see the vision of my glory. Is it a high call to be in our very true nature? Or is it something that we should joyfully and gleefully and excitedly work to appreciate and to practice? We can say it's a high call, but it is a blessed call. It is indeed a privilege to be in a mind, a state of consciousness that allows and accepts all things, just as they are and just as they are not.
Beautiful. And so I think the egoic aspect of ourselves wants to have a special call, wants to know that it's called in a special way. And yet, as you're speaking, I'm like, there's only one call. We can call it high, we can call it blessed, but the call is simply to come home. And the pathway home is releasing judgment and condemnation as you're speaking. And we do that through forgiveness and allowance. And so when we condemn, we are projecting our own distaste for ourselves. But more pointedly, when we condemn, what happens when somebody is condemned to death, condemned to prison? They're condemned to guilt and punishment, and when we do that, we make it real. And when we make it real, it makes it so much more difficult to awaken from. But if we can suspend judgment, if we can just create a spaciousness in the habit, it's a habitual pattern to move towards judgment, to move towards condemnation, if we can breathe some spaciousness through the holy instant into our knee-jerk reaction, we do it so absent-mindedly. And I think the art of allowance really makes it clear. You mean allowing what is and what isn't? And when we practice allowance, it inserts a spaciousness so that we can pause, so that we can practice the holy instant, so that we can then get into our right mind, out of our insane mind, and create that pause and that spaciousness of stopping giving judgment. You know, of withholding a thought of God, and a thought of love in that holy moment, in that holy instant, that moment is so crying out for. And so when we pause for the allowance, then we get to see all of our little judgments and criticisms in that pause, and that's what we forgive. That's what we bring to the altar to forgive. And what keeps coming up for me, does God forgive? You know, this idea of forgiveness, and God does not withhold forgiveness because there is no judgment in God. There is no condemnation in God. And so this is really an obliteration of how we've been raised in a Judeo-Christian culture in which God's only son was crucified for our sins through suffering. And that this is saying, no, God doesn't condemn. And we are here to be the emissaries of light and of God. So therefore, we don't condemn. And it's a call to be as we are, as God created us to be God-like, you know, and that this practice of allowance and forgiveness becomes the bridge. This particular lesson, 198, talks about forgiveness being the last illusion, or it is still in the realm of illusion, but it's the one that isn't a double-edged sword. Right? Doesn't have two aspects to it. It's the one that leads and is the bridge to the collapsing of the dream of separation. And then we move into the waking dream of love and happiness and peace and joy in this lived experience. I want that. I want that. So beginning to shift my desire, this is what I want. I'd rather have that, this dream, this happy dream of you know, that forgiveness leads to, of peace, of joy, of not seeing otherness, of really meaning, oh yeah, there's only one thing that's happening and it's love, it's God. And that's what I want. And so therefore, we have this opportunity to align everything to that one desire. And today, I can behold this glory and be glad. So this is a relief. This is a relief and unburdening and is the solution to all suffering. We are interrupting the idea of suffering and pain. This is something to be celebrated. That's what I got.
Good stuff. I mean, you know, what was Jesus' demonstration if not that I am not a body? That was his whole demonstration.
Yeah.
Right? It was an immutable demonstration.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
He was able, think of this now, if you really begin to grasp that you're not a body, then you quit limiting yourself by the body, by the form of the body. You begin to realize that you are mind. You begin to expand yourself outside of the limitations of form. And by the way, you do it every night when you go to sleep. You're not even conscious that you're safe at home in bed and you're not in that body. Your mind is expanded to a whole different universe and you've kind of created another body for yourself while you're experiencing it. But the point is, you're outside the body. Even in that moment, when you're dreaming, you're outside the body. Even now, as we're having these discussions, if you're going within and you're considering and thinking through, you're outside the body because the body is contained within the mind. And Jesus was able to recognize that and then demonstrate it. And you can recognize that. And in your recognition of it, you can begin to demonstrate it. Right? By not allowing the body to cause you some idea of fear or some idea of death, that you can be at once, you know, the body's your salvation and that simultaneously your destruction. It's not you, period. I am not a body. That statement, which, by the way, is, we'll be examining it further in tomorrow's review, is I am free. Mm. The freedom comes in the realization of the lies that we've been told and are telling ourselves continuously again and again to validate the ego's construct that it is what we are, it is not. We are free. Mm. We are free. We have come. We have come to the realization of ourselves as who we are and what we are. Only my condemnation injures me. Another way of saying that, and it's a lesson that we talked about recently, is another way of you know, the other lesson in that statement is that my condemnation is the only thing that is injuring me. My unwillingness to allow and accept, my unwillingness to not judge, that's the only thing that's injuring me, because it's keeping me held within the construct that I am a body. And in that construct, I am not free. And I am not as God created me, because God created me as spirit, boundless, limitless, infinite, omniscient, omnipresent, and perfect. And we must see ourselves therefrom. Only my condemnation injures me. I am not a body. I am free. For I am still as my Creator created me. Only my condemnation injures me.
My condemnation keeps my vision dark, and through my sightless eyes I cannot see the vision of my glory. Yet today I can behold this glory and be glad. I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me.
Let's take a good deep breath and let's join together now in a moment of silence. And we'll extend this moment a little bit longer today to consider the profundity of this simple, beautiful truth. Thank you for joining us today. We love you. We'll be back. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over. I send